All right, everybody, welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we are diving into Purple Rock Survivor Podcast.
Yeah.
They had a really interesting take this week on Survivor 47 Episode 3.
Yeah, it was a good one.
So this is one of those episodes, I think, where a lot of fans online were really, really passionate about the outcome.
Absolutely.
But John and Andy were not so much.
Really?
They were kind of like, hey.
It was interesting to see them kind of be like, this is fine. And like everyone online is going crazy.
I know. I thought it was funny too how they were like, we know this is going to be a very controversial one and people are going to yell at us, but here we are.
Especially John like thrives on that kind of stuff.
He loves when people disagree with them or when he knows.
He's like, bring it on.
Yeah. He's like, this is going to get me in trouble.
Yes.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But they weren't super enthused by the episode. Mm-hmm. I think they used the word mid.
Mid, they did, yeah.
Classic.
Which I feel like is the...
Like, that's...
It's like the lukewarm take.
Yes.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It just is.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where they were at.
Yeah.
One of the things that was interesting to me is that they were talking about Asia this week.
Yeah.
And they both kind of admitted that they didn't really know much about her.
Going in.
And they're like, we don't listen to her podcast. I mean, obviously, they're aware of who she is.
Yeah.
But they're like, so we didn't go into this with like a pre-existing bias.
Yeah.
We just.
Which I thought was an interesting thing for them to say.
It is.
Because they do usually have pretty strong opinions.
Yeah.
Going in.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were just kind of like, yeah, we don't really care about this one.
We're fine with it.
And it seemed like a lot of fans were very upset that she was voted off.
A lot of people, yeah.
But
a lot of the times, I think those pre-existing relationships or those...
Oh, yeah.
Those fandoms that follow these people from thing to thing.
You're more likely to be upset.
You're just more invested.
Yeah. And they even said, like,
yeah.
Listen, we get it, you know, we haven't seen her play before this, so we don't have, like, a dog in this fight.
So we're not as passionate.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. The other thing that was kind of funny is that they were, like, really tickled by Rome. And how he just keeps skating through.
Yeah, he's just like
even though
on this like weird lucky streak.
They were like, he's not playing a good game.
No.
He's not good at this. Right. Objectively.
And he's somehow still here.
Still here. Like, what is happening?
And he's like in a good spot.
I know. Somehow. Like, he's somehow found his way into every single majority.
Yeah. And even they were saying, like, I don't know that this is something that's going to work long term. But
it's working now.
It is working for him now, yeah. So good for him, I guess.
But it was interesting because I think Andy made the comparison to like a basketball player who just like keeps throwing up like crazy shots.
Yes.
And they keep going in.
Just like amazing.
It doesn't make any sense.
He's not doing it on purpose. He's just chucking it up there.
But it's working.
And it's going in.
So you can't even be mad.
Right.
Like, what do you even do?
Exactly. But I thought it was interesting because one of the things they were saying is they're really analyzing Tiny this week.
Yes.
Because she kind of had that, like...
She was in a tough spot.
She had that decision to make where it was like, do I stick with Asia or do I go with this Rome train that, like, I don't fully understand, but, like...
That seems to be working.
It's moving. So do I jump on or not?
It's the million-dollar question, right?
And what I thought was interesting is they were saying, you know, Rome's... unpredictability could also be like the thing that makes him a good ally.
That's what they were thinking, yeah.
Because you don't know what he's going to do. So he needs people that he can trust.
And I think they were saying, like, going forward, the people that he keeps wanting to work with
like, yeah.
are dropping like flies.
They are. And he's going to realize that he needs to, like, pick somebody and stick with them.
Yes, exactly. Otherwise.
Which, good luck with that.
Good luck. But yeah, so that I thought was an interesting take on it because I feel like a lot of times when I watch the show, I'm like,
yeah,
this person's so unpredictable, I can't trust them.
Right.
But they made a really good point about how it's like.
Sometimes it's the opposite.
Maybe that's the strategy.
Yeah.
You just got to find the one person you can.
Right.
Or hope you're that person for them. I don't know.
I don't know if I would want to be that person.
I don't know if I would either.
But we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
It'll be interesting to see if this is like a long-term winning strategy.
Or if he just gets lucky and then it. All good.
If it all falls apart, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of unpredictable.
Oh, no.
Rome.
Here he comes.
Delivered some very funny moments in this episode.
He did.
Unintentionally, of course.
Of course.
But they were highlighting, especially that tribal council.
Oh, yeah.
Where he calls someone out for being arrogant.
I was cringing.
When really, like, that's the pot calling the kettle black.
The irony. was very much lost on him.
They were like,
lost on everybody.
You're not seeing this.
Nah.
You're not self-aware at all.
And then they just went in on this whole, like,
oh, yeah,
how Rome has this idea of himself.
Yeah.
Versus, like, how he's coming across.
And it's not matching up.
It's so good.
Yeah, and it's just like,
it's like the gift that keeps on giving.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you almost feel bad because you're like, he's not doing it on purpose.
But he is.
You know, he's just,
he's not self-aware.
Yeah. He just doesn't.
At all.
He doesn't have that awareness.
Which is amazing to me. Like, you're on a reality TV show and you have zero self-awareness. Like how did we get here?
You know what I mean?
Well.
But anyway, so that I thought was a really funny breakdown. And honestly, like, those moments where they get to just, like,
just riff on it.
Riff on how ridiculous it is. Right? Because that's what makes the show so good.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can tell, like, they're having fun.
Which is always fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other thing
that
I wanted to get your take on was the journey.
Yes.
What did they think of the journey?
Not a fan.
Oh, really?
Not a fan of this particular journey. And honestly, not a fan of journeys in general.
They're over it.
I think they're kind of over it.
I have to say, I kind of am too.
Yeah, I feel like
it's like we've seen it all.
I'm kind of over the whole, like, taking advantage to potentially, like, completely screw yourself.
Yeah, or screw somebody else over.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it.
Like, I would much rather see.
Yeah, just play the game.
Yeah.
Why do we have to add all these, like,
these extra things?
Extra things.
Especially this early in the game.
Yeah,
it's like, why?
I know.
We're only 3 episodes in. What are we doing?
And also, it was just, like, not even an interesting.
No.
Like, it wasn't even, like, a cool challenge. It was just like,
well, you get a pig out of a bag.
Pig out of a bag. Yeah. Yay.
I mean, you lose your vote.
I was so underwhelmed by that whole.
I think they were, too. And then that kind of led into a larger conversation about just challenges in general on Survivor. And what are we doing here?
Yeah.
We need to see some more physical challenges and more interesting things.
More strategy, less advantages.
Absolutely.
You just play the game.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about Goida for a second.
Okay.
Because
they were not happy.
No, they were not.
In that tribe this week.
And I think Andy more than John.
Yeah.
Usually John's like
over these people.
I need a nap.
Yeah, he's ready to tap out.
But it was Andy who was like,
this is too much.
I can't with these people.
Which I thought was really funny.
I know, because usually Andy's like the more patient one.
Yes, he's like, I can usually find something to appreciate about every player.
He tries.
But this time he was just like, I'm out. I'm checked out.
And the thing that really sent them over the edge.
Oh, gosh.
Was this whole
watermelon gate?
Watermelon debacle.
Yes.
Where Anukika, I think that's how you pronounce her name.
Yeah.
Was like quizzing Sam about foods he hasn't eaten.
Like a, we're on Survivor. Let's all get to know each other.
Yeah. And it came out that he'd never had a watermelon.
He'd never had watermelon before.
Like an entire watermelon.
And they were floored.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to rewind. Like, are you telling me?
You've never even had a bite.
Like, you've never had a watermelon Jolly Rancher?
Have you seen a watermelon?
Like, what is happening?
Like, the visual of a watermelon has never crossed your path.
I don't understand.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. And I will say it was very funny to me because John in particular was like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
This is an outrage.
And it's like, sir, you didn't have a watermelon until you were 30.
Yes. It's true.
Let's not forget.
It took his wife years to convince him to eat watermelon.
Yeah, he was like, the texture, I couldn't.
He couldn't.
It was a no-go.
But then he tried it and he was like, oh.
He saw the light.
This is good.
The watermelon gods rejoiced.
They did.
But it was just funny to me because they were like so adamant that this was like a personality flaw.
Like a moral failing.
Like, how dare you? Yeah. Have you no soul?
You're dead inside.
Yeah, and it's like, okay.
If you've never had a watermelon.
John, calm down.
It's fine.
But it did lead to a very funny top three list this week.
It did, because of course it did.
This is why we love them.
Yeah.
So they're doing fruits and vegetables they've never eaten before.
Oh, I love this one.
It's a good one.
What did John say? Okay, so John's list, jackfruit, black-eyed peas.
Okay.
And beets.
Okay, so never had a beet.
Never had a beet.
Black-eyed peas, I get.
Okay.
Jackfruit, I get.
Jackfruit, I feel like.
That's very specific.
That's fair.
But a beet?
That's a beet.
Come on. What about Andy?
Okay, so Andy's list, very interesting this week.
Okay.
Pomegranate.
Okay.
Nectarine.
All right.
And get this, an olive with a pimento.
What?
Just the pimento olive.
Hold on.
Not any other olive.
Not a regular olive.
Just the pimento.
He's opposed to the pimento.
He's like, the pimento is where the line is drawn.
I have never heard of this.
For me.
Rubrum?
And of course, John
What?
had a field day with this.
I bet he did.
Oh my God. He's like,
What
what?
is going on?
He's like, I have never related to you less in my life.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Which I thought was really funny.
It's so funny
I
because
love that they do this, by the
I
way.
don't
I
know.
think it's such a good, like,
It's so relatable.
relatable thing.
Yeah.
Because everybody has those foods that they're just like, I don't care.
Yes, it's the texture, it's the
I
whatever,
can't smell.
the
I
smell,
don't like it.
it's the look of it.
Or they had a bad experience as a child and now they're scarred for
Oh
life
yeah,
and
100%.
they'll never eat it again,
It's very true.
which I think is hilarious. The other thing that I thought was really funny this week,
Oh yeah.
you're not going to believe this.
What is it?
So apparently there's this new Google AI
The Google AI.
thing that like listens to podcasts
Oh yeah, it like summarizes podcasts for you.
and like writes recaps.
Yeah, and they decided to put Purple Rock through the Google AI.
Which, what could go wrong?
I
What
know.
could possibly go wrong?
Like, what could possibly go wrong when you take these two
Who are already all over the place,
who are like,
just on a million different
we're
tangents.
gonna go on a tangent now
Buckle up.
about this thing that happened.
Yeah, and then the AI is like trying to make sense of it.
It's like they're speaking two different languages.
It's hilarious because like the AI will be like, and then John said this very analytical point, and you're like, that is the opposite of what just happened.
Who are we talking about?
Who is this John you speak of?
Because the John that I know,
This analytical mastermind?
yeah,
That's not our John.
that is not the John we know.
But yeah, they thought it was hilarious. They were reading
We were dying.
some of the highlights.
It was so
The
funny.
AI got so much wrong.
I know. I was like,
They're gonna have to post this on their website.
oh, are they really gonna do that?
I think so. They were saying that they want people to be able to like listen along and
I love it.
see what the
Everyone.
robot thinks is
See what
her.
the Google AI thinks of them. Yeah.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really something.
It really is. I mean, it makes you think though, like about the future of AI
Yeah.
and how is it going to
Yes, my lady. It
keep
seems
up with this,
absolutely nonsense.
especially humor and sarcasm.
Yeah.
It's like,
Those are two things
that's where it falls apart.
where AI's
I
like,
don't
we're
do
not there yet.
it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But speaking of things I don't understand.
Did you hear about this email?
Oh, the email
They read
message.
about Drake.
Okay, yes.
This is amazing.
This is a good one.
So they read this email on the podcast this week from a listener who was like,
Long-time listener.
yeah, a longtime listener.
Finally writing in
First time emailer.
because last week
Okay.
you were talking
I
about
love these listeners.
basketball and hip-hop
I
and
know.
how they kind of intersect.
Yes.
And this person had a very interesting take.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They were talking about Drake.
Drake,
Yeah.
the rapper?
As in like Hotline Bling Drake.
Yes.
Canadian Drake.
Champagne Poppy himself.
Okay.
And this person was like, did you know that before he was a rapper, he was a basketball star?
I vaguely remember this.
On Degrassi,
Yeah.
the Canadian teen drama.
And they were like,
I mean, shout out to Canada
I know,
for
right?
having like one show
For being so proud.
that everybody's
But like, we love this show so much.
like,
We're
what?
gonna put everybody in it.
But what does this have to do with basketball?
Okay, so on Degrassi, he was a basketball star
Right.
until he got shot
Oh my God.
at school
I forgot about this whole
and
storyline.
paralyzed.
Oh,
And
how it
then
could turn.
it gets worse.
Oh
He got
no.
fired
He got fired from
from
Degrassi
Degrassi
for being
for
Drake.
starting his rap career
Oh my God.
without their permission.
No.
And this listener was like, I just think it's so interesting
Okay.
that this is like part of his origin story.
So he was almost like a Degrassi casualty
He really was.
before he was
He was almost taken out by Degrassi.
taken out by Canadian teen drama.
And like a school shooting, which is
That's intense.
dark.
That took a turn.
But yeah, they were like, I can't believe
Wow.
they fired him for that.
I
And of
know.
course, John was like,
I bet he had
can
thoughts.
you imagine if they had gone all in on this?
I know.
Like, Degrassi could have been the origin story
I love that he went there.
of a hip hop mogul.
That's
What
amazing.
a missed opportunity.
By Canada. For the love of,
For the love of Drake.
I know.
Okay, that's
I
hilarious.
know, it's really something.
We should probably move on because we're already like almost at
You
time.
go on, Stang.
Way off track.
That was amazing.
But that's what happens.
I know this is why we love them.
This is why we love Purple Rock.
All right, so back to Survivor.
Yes.
Episode three.
They did eventually circle back
Okay,
to the matter at hand
give us
after that very important tangent.
your final thoughts.
Yes. What did they think
Lay it on me.
of this episode as a whole? So overall, they thought the episode was fine.
Fine.
Like, it wasn't the best episodes of Survivor ever,
Okay.
but it wasn't the worst.
Fair.
It was just like fine, like a solid mid.
They're not wrong.
But they did say like there were some like good moments. And there's potential for things to get interesting.
Like, where do they see it going from here?
I think they're really interested to see what happens with Rome
Yeah.
because it seems like he's on borrowed time.
Yeah, like how long can
How
he?
long is this gonna last?
Yeah, like can he really just keep doing this and like nobody's gonna
Right.
notice?
Is he gonna make it to the merge just by like
Being oblivious?
not even trying?
I kind of hope so.
I kind of do too.
Just to see what
It would
happens.
be amazing.
That would be must-see TV.
Yeah, like I need.
Just to see how long it goes on for.
Yeah, how far can you get?
Just by like,
It's pure luck.
just dumb luck.
It's incredible.
It's kind of amazing that it's worked this long.
Right, because you think like at some point people are gonna catch on and
Yeah.
be like, oh, this guy's a threat.
We gotta get him
We
out.
gotta get rid of him.
But they haven't.
They haven't yet.
So I'm very curious to see
Me too.
what
I think
happened.
this is gonna be like the storyline of the season.
Right, like is Rome gonna win Survivor?
I know it's crazy.
And it's like, he very well could.
It could happen
Because why not?
at this point.
At this point, anything goes.
Exactly.
All right, so we've talked about Purple Rock's thoughts on the episode.
Yes.
Anything else standing out to you that we haven't covered yet that you really want to get into?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Anything that like really tickled your funny bone?
Oh man, there's so much. It's hard to choose.
I know there's a lot to unpack here.
I think for me, the highlight has to be the whole watermelon saga.
Yeah.
The fact that Sam has never eaten a watermelon in his life,
I know.
it's just mind-blowing to me.
I still can't.
And then John's reaction, like he was personally offended by it.
I know he was like, "What do you mean?
It was amazing.
How dare
You have a
he?"
try right now.
But you know what's funny is that they didn't actually say whether or not he tried it.
They didn't.
Like they didn't say if he went back to camp and was like,
Someone get this man a watermelon.
"I need to try
I'm
this."
so
We
curious.
need a follow-up.
We need to know.
Somebody get on Twitter and ask.
Yes, please. For the love of all that is good in this world, please find out if Sam has tried watermelon.
This is very important.
This is the most important question.
We need answers.
Yes, answers are needed.
But yeah, I think for me, the other thing that really stood out
Yeah.
was just how much they're enjoying
Yes.
Rome's accidental
Like
game.
they love to hate him.
Oh, they love to hate him, but they also kind of love him.
They kind of love him.
It's that like,
It's that weird, like, love-hate
it's
relationship.
so frustrating, but you can't look away.
Yeah. You just can't stop watching.
Because you don't know what's going to happen next.
And you know they're going to have something funny to say about it,
Oh, I know.
no matter what he does.
They're going to find a way to make it funny.
They always do.
Even if it's like intentionally unfunny,
Especially then.
they'll find the humor.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think we've covered most of the rager points.
I think so.
Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on?
Ooh. Let me think. I think we hit on all the big stuff.
Okay.
The watermelon, the Rome of it all,
Google AI.
the Google AI, the
Yeah.
Drake of it all.
Canada.
Canada, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We really have. We've gone on quite the journey.
As is tradition.
As always, it's been a wild ride.
Always a wild ride with Purple Rock.
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment.
Well, maybe sometimes.
Some.
But that's okay.
That's okay. We embrace the mid.
We do. We embrace the
We
mid.
embrace the mid.
All right. So,
So.
final thoughts.
Yeah.
What did they think about the future of the season?
Okay.
Where do we go from here?
Big picture.
Big picture.
I think they're cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
They said that this season has been a little bit slow for their taste,
Yeah, they've said that before.
but they're hoping that it picks up soon.
They need some excitement.
They need some drama. They need some big
They need
moves.
even some blindsides.
Yeah, they need some people to wake up and smell the coffee and
Yes.
stop letting Rome run the game.
Stop letting Rome win.
Exactly.
Which is funny because didn't they say last season that they wanted to see more unpredictable players?
They did. They did.
Be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for. Purple Rock.
Because you just might get it.
They got exactly what they asked for.
They did, and now they're
And
like,
now they're like, wait a minute.
this isn't what we meant.
This isn't what we had in
I
mind.
didn't mean
We
this.
didn't mean for it to go this far.
But yeah, I think overall, they're still enjoying the season.
Yeah, they're still invested.
They're still
They're
watching.
still going to be there every week.
They're not going anywhere.
Not go anywhere.
Which is good because otherwise we'd have nothing to talk about.
That's true. We'd be out of a job.
Exactly.
So thank you, Rome, for being you.
Yes.
And forgiving is something to talk about.
Keeping you, Rome. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Don't listen to the haters. Rome, you're a star.
You're a star. So where do they think it's going to go from here?
Well, they didn't really make any concrete predictions. They're kind of just along for the ride at this point,
Fair enough.
which I think is the best way to be with this
Yeah,
season,
you just gotta go
because
for
you
it
never know
here.
what's going to happen
You
next.
really don't.
Like, they're just as clueless as we are.
But they are curious to see if anyone can like wrangle Roman and
Yes.
actually like make him an ally.
Or if he's just going to
Because
get
they're kind of like,
he doing his own
he's
thing.
like a loose, like a loose cannon, which can be entertaining to watch, but
For sure.
probably not great if you're actually trying to win $1 million.
Yeah, it's like, how long can that last
That
before it's like, all right, dude,
Yeah.
you got to go.
You're out.
All right, so I think we've covered everything.
I think so.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up this deep dive?
Final thoughts. What are you going to be thinking about for the rest of the day?
Honestly, probably the
The
watermelon. I
watermelon.
just can't get over
It's
it.
seared into your brain.
It really is like, I need to know if Sam has tried watermelon since then.
We need answers.
Please, if anyone's listening,
If you know Sam,
get this man a watermelon.
let us know.
Report back.
We need to
You
know.
need a full report.
This is an investigation
This
now.
is very
This
important.
is bigger than all of us.
It really is.
All right, folks. Well, on that note,
On that bombshell.
we're going to wrap up this deep dive into Purple Rock Survivor Podcast.
Thank you, as always, for having me.
Of
It's
course.
always a pleasure to dive deep with you.
Likewise, and to all of you out there listening, thank you for joining us. Make
Yes.
sure you check out Purple Rock Survivor
They're
Podcast.
hilarious.
And until next time, stay curious.
Stay informed.
And most importantly, stay hydrated.
Yes. Drink some water.
Maybe eat a watermelon.
Maybe eat a watermelon.
I'll see you next time.